evening, Mother. Ah, good evening, Mrs. Niggerbader.
Oh, he's walking already.
Oh, yes, he's such a clever little fellow, aren't you?
Hello, Coochie Boo. There, look at him laughing. Oh, he's a chirpy little fellow. Yes, ooh, he's a chirpy little fellow, eh? Ooh, can he talk? Can he talk,
yes,
eh?
Yes, of course I can talk. I'm Minister for Overseas Development.
Ooh, he's a clever little boy, isn't he? A clever little fellow. Do you like your rattle? Do you like your little rattle?
Yes, the rattle, yes, very good, yes.
Look at his icky, piggy, dee little eyeballs, eh? Ooh, he's got a tubby-tum-tum.
No, don't do that, please. Mother, can I have a quick cup of tea, please? I have an important statement about Rhodesia in the Commons tomorrow. Good thing, too.
Oh, she was my best friend.
Oh, Mother, don't be so sentimental. Things explode every day.
Yes, I suppose so. Anyway, I didn't like her, really.
London, 1892. 16 Tite Street, Chelsea. The residence of Mr. Oscar Wilde.
Mr. George Bernard Shaw.
Oh, Mr. Shaw.
His Royal Highness, the Prince of Wales.
Oh, my congratulations, Wilde. Your play is a great success. The whole of London's talking about you.
Your Highness, there is only one thing in the world worse than being talked about, and that is not being talked about.
There is only one thing in the world worse than being witty, and that is not being witty.
I wish I had said that, Whistler.
You will, Oscar, you will.
Your Highness, do you know James McNeil Whistler?
Yes, we play squash together.
There is only one thing worse than playing squash together, and that is playing it by yourself. I wish I hadn't said that.
Oh, you did, Oscar. You did.
Well, you must forgive me, Wilde, but I must get back up the palace.
Your Majesty, you're like a big jam donut with cream on the top.
I beg your pardon?
It was one of Whistler's.
I didn't say that.
You did, James, you did.
Well, Mr. Whistler?
I meant, Your Majesty, that, like a donut, your arrival gives us pleasure, and your departure merely makes us hungry for more.
Thank you, Mr. Whistler.
Right, Your Majesty is like a stream of bat's piss.
What?
It was one of Wilde's.
It sodding was not. It was Shaw.
Well, Mr. Shaw?
I merely meant, Your Majesty, that you shine out like a shaft of gold when all around is dark.
Oh!
Right. Your Majesty is like a dose of clap.
What?
Before you arrive is pleasure, but after is a pain in the dong.
I beg your pardon?
It was one of Wilde's.
Well, Mr. Wilde?
Come on, Ossie. Come on, Ossie,
What I meant, Your Majesty.
Come on,
Ossie.
Let's
have a little wit then.
I'm weeding.
What I meant was.
Come on, Ossie, let's have a little wit.
What I meant, Your Majesty, was.
Oh. Excellent, excellent, Wild. Very
nice
witty,
one,
Wild.
Oz.
I'm going to go do that at the palace sometime. Extremely funny.
Good morning. I'd like to buy a cat.
I've got a lovely terrier.
No, I want a cat, really.
How about this, then?
Well, that's a terrier.
Well, it's as near as, damn it.
What do you mean, I want a cat?
Look, I'll tell you what. I'll file its legs down a bit, take its snout out, stick a few wires through its cheeks, make a lovely cat, that would.
No. No, it's still not a proper cat.
What do you mean?
Well, it wouldn't meow.
Well, it'd howl a bit.
No. Well, have you got a budgie?
Ah, no, no, fresh out of them. I'll tell you what, I'll lop its back legs off, make good, strip the fur, stitch on a couple of wings, and staple on a beak of your own choice. No problem, lovely budgie.
Well, how long would that take?
Oh, conversion like that, back legs off, stripping. Oh, Harry, could you do a budgie job on a terrier straight away?
Oh, I'm still putting a tuck in the air, Dale. Then I've got the frogs to let out.
Friday?
No, no, I need it tomorrow. It's a present.
Ooh, long job, a budgie. Tell you what, terrier makes a lovely fish. I could do that for you now. Legs off, fins on, simple metal tube through the back of its head so it can breathe. Bits of gold paint, make good.
You'd need a big tank.
It's a great conversation piece.
Yes. Yes, all right. But, only if I can watch.
Welcome to the phone-in. Today we have on our panel our resident psychiatrist, a psychiatrist who isn't resident but is staying with the other one because he can't bear to go home, and a psychiatrist who has lived with the first one but who, when the second one arrived, felt alienated and since has undergone a total personality change. Our subject tonight is farming, and our first caller is from Reading.
Hello?
Hello, welcome to phone-in. What's your question to the panel?
You're through now.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello there, this is phone-in. What is your question?
Is Vic there?
Is Vic there? Is Vic there, Dr. Rogers?
Well, the problem here is a simple one. The caller wants to know if Vic is there. And in this case, Vic, as far as I can tell...
Can I chip in here, Alan?
Yes, of course.
I agree with what Rogers was going to say. As far as we can tell, Vic isn't here. The only thing she can do is to keep calling, and if Vic comes in, we'll let her know.
Does that answer your question?
Hello?
Hello?
Vic?
Yeah?
Good evening, sir. Welcome to phone in. What's your question?
It's Norman.
Hello, Norman. Welcome to the show. What's your question on farming?
Has he been round again?
Has he been round again? Professor Rogers?
Well, I...
Oh, no.
Professor Dibbs?
But he's been...
I think we've proved that Vic isn't here.
I'll bloody kill him.
And therefore, he couldn't have come round again. It's a fairly simple case of non-presence.
Thank you, Norman. I hope that answers your question.
I'll go round there and kill him. Is he down the pub?
I'm sorry, Norman. Only one question per caller. And now we move on to our next caller, please, on farming.
Hello. My name is Mummy Badger.
Get on with the question.
Yes, I farm over 4,000 acres, and I'd like to know the panel's attitude to the viability of cereal production in the EEC.
I'm sorry, we only want questions about farming. Next caller, please.
Hello?
Hello, it's Mr. Gannett from Dorchester, isn't it?
No, he's dead.
Oh, dear.
But he left me his question in his will.
Oh, dear. Well, how sad, but let's hear the question.
Unfortunately, one of the conditions of the will is that I myself should not reveal the question.
Oh, dear. Well, can someone else reveal it?
Yes, he left provision.
I'm sorry, we're running out of time.
Yes, he left provision in the will that his wife should be able to reveal the question in certain circumstances.
Is she there?
Yes.
Well, perhaps she could read the question on farming, please.
Well, she's here, but she's not very well.
Well, is she well enough to read the question?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Well, is there anyone there who can read the late Mr. Gannett's question?
Only if the executors of the will were to agree on a revocation of the clause by applying for a codicil.
Well, I'm afraid we must leave that question there.
It could be rushed through in about 2 months.
Well, I'm afraid, I'm sorry, that's all we've got time for.